This is the weekend that The Matrix Reloaded is jamming theaters and setting box office records. But if you just can't bear to follow the crowd, our reviewer Bob Mondello offers an alternative. It's called Down With Love.
She's written a book that tells women they don't need men. It's Renee Zellweger, but think Doris Day. She's going to be interviewed by a swoon-inducing journalist, Ewan McGregor, as essentially Rock Hudson. She's waiting for his call, but of course she'd never let on.
This is Barbara Nova.
This is Catcher Block.
Catcher Block. Catcher Block.
No magazine?
Oh, yes, of course. What can I do for you, Mr. Block?
I think it's what I can do for you, Miss Novak. I'd like to invite you to lunch so we can discuss your book.
Well, that sounds very nice, but I'll have to check my schedule to see when I'm available.
Well, we've already ordered. Can you be in the mahogany room in 10 minutes?
I'm afraid that will be impossible, Mr. Block.
Well, some other time then.
Right. I'll see you in 15.
By the time she gets there, he's disappeared with a pretty stewardess, figuring that the author of a book called Down With Love will be dowdier than his stable of girlfriends. But when the book becomes popular, they all desert him, much to the delight of his romantically challenged publisher, David Hyde Pierce. But think Tony Randall.
What's the matter, Catch? Lose another one?
I am going to bury that Novak broad and turn this crazy upside-down with love world right side up again. I'm going to write the expose of the century so the world will know once and for all that deep down, all women are the same. They all want the same thing, love and marriage. Even Miss Barbara Down With Love Novak, and I am going to prove it.
To do that, Catcher pretends to be a straight-arrow astronaut for some reason, trades apartments with his publisher, and... well, complications ensue.
I'm taking her to my place, which she still thinks is your place, by saying the guy she thinks I am, who acts like you, has a meeting there with you and the guy who she still doesn't know I really am.
Got that? Well, don't worry about it. The plot's ridiculous, but no more so than the over-the-top fashions and furniture, or the racy things director Peyton Reed does with split-screen CinemaScope that would never have been allowed in the 1960s. Unlike, say, Far From Heaven, which also adopted the filmmaking style of a half century ago, Down With Love plays things pretty straight, not updating the attitudes of the period. And therein lies the one rub. The playful innocence that powered those comedies evaporated a little later in the 60s, which means Renee Zellweger and Ewan McGregor now have to work awfully hard to do what came naturally to Doris Day and Rock Hudson. Still, if the times they have a changed, the melody lingers on in Down With Love, and you'd have to be a real curmudgeon to want to give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese. I'm Bob Mondello.